In the Holy Letters of the Rebbe, in volume 14, this is letter number 4937, Baruch Hashem, the 15th day of Kislev, Tovshin Yud Zayin, Brooklyn. The Rebbe is addressing us because Avraham Moshe Sheyichya Greenberg in Bnei Brak. Shalom Uvracha. The Rebbe says, I'm responding to your letter dated the 10th of Kislev, which is the day that the Mittler Rebbe was freed, the Geula, redemption, the son of the Alter Rebbe. So it was pleasant for me to read in your letter about your learning Chassidus in Likutei Torah and Tanya. And the Rebbe says, for sure you have set times to study it. These are some of the basic Chassidic work of the Alter Rebbe. And when you say to have kvius itim, the Alter Rebbe explained what it means, set times, doesn't only mean a set time in the day, but it also means set in your soul. If it's set in your soul, then you have the fulfillment of the law that something, a kavua, does not become nullified. I mean, that has to do with a halachic consideration, that a kavua is leibotl, so you can't have, like, I don't know, I'm going to go into the whole thing, but there is a difference. If you're not sure, if you find a piece of meat on the street, and there is 9 butcher shops that sell kosher, and one sells non-kosher, you can assume that this piece of meat comes from the majority. But if you are not sure to which butcher shop you walked in to one of the 9 or this non-kosher, then it's a sub, you can't use it, because kavua is loy batel, we don't say rub. Anyways, I don't want to go into the halacha, but the Rebbe says, if it's set in your soul, so then the Chassidus class will not become nullified amongst the other classes of the day. But on the contrary, its impact would be felt, and it will make a mark also on the rest of the day. So the Rebbe says, not only do you study, but you have a set time and set in your heart, so that becomes a mainstay, and it impacts the rest of your day. And the Rebbe says, in connection with the above, it is my hope that you know of the 3 classes that are known, Chumash, Tilim, and Tanya, which is for everybody, was instituted by my father-in-law, the Rebbe, with all the titles. Minimally, the Rebbe says, keep them from here and on. Especially, the Rebbe says, now it's a good time. The Zman Goyrem, it's the time we're in, to accept good resolutions in the teaching of Chassidus and its matters, because we're just about to come for Yutes Kislev, is about to come, which is the day of the victory, the day of redemption of the founder of the Chassidic teaching, and together with him all of the matters of Chassidus. So it's a good time, it's an auspicious time. Make good decisions, especially as it relates to the Inyan of Chassidus. He asked the Rebbe a question that seemed like a contradiction in Chassidus. He asked the Rebbe that in many places it says that the person's thought, and even the way, so to speak, above, like the thought of Hashem, it's only a garment. Like, in other words, the intellect dresses itself up in thought. The thought is a garment to the intellect. So also above, the sort of his thought is a garment to Hashem's wisdom, to Hashem's intellect, but kaviyachol, as in that level that we're speaking. but it does not become one with the essence. But in other places, in many other places, it appears that it does unite, it does fuse with Matzila, which means it does connect. So what's it? So the Rebbe says there is various different levels in when you say union, connecting. One inner to the other. And Rebbe gives an example, even speech. Above is connected. The Rebbe says in Tanya Perek Chof Aleph, Hashem and his speech are one. And yet, even though it's one, it's not the same as Hashem and his thought is one. So there's higher and higher. Just as there's a difference between the union of the act of mitzvahs, the way you unite Hashem with mitzvahs, and the study of Torah. So in Tanya chapter 23, so over there he talks about the connecting to the wisdom, the mitzvah. So there's all different levels in this union, in this connection. And you can't say that in some places it's as connected or not, because connection has different fusion and connecting has different levels. And even in the above spheres, there is not this compared, the union of the vessels and the union of the oiris, the there's a difference between the way Hashem unites with the vessels and Hashem. This is in the Kabbalah. The Rebbe sends him to all references, the Maim Rabim, Tov Resh Lamed Vov, chapter 32 and on. But the Rebbe is not here, is the place. The Rebbe blesses him for good news and all the above, and also influencing in your community in this direction. So this is Rabbi Greenberg from Bnei Brak. He lived, had a large family, and they're all Hasidim now. And the Rebbe writes to him that he's happy that he's learning Hasidus, but the Rebbe says make it permanent, or make it sort of set, not only in time, but also in your soul. And the Rebbe says a good time around Yutis Kislev, when there was the victory, redemption, to make this decision. And the Rebbe addresses his question that he says about, does the thought unite with the Etzem or not? The Rebbe says, depending on what level of union, that's why some places yes, some places not, because there's different steps in this union. So sometimes we talk about it relative to a higher step. It's not called a union, and to a lower level it is union, but it's really, Rebbe brings several examples, but Rebbe blesses him for good news and all of the above, and also in influencing his surroundings.